In Fort Lauderdale, it's a weekend for carved wooden idols, Hawaiian shirts, and tropical drinks. It's the Hukilau, an annual gathering of fans of all things tiki. That's tiki, as in faux Polynesian, a fad that peaked in the 1960s and that spread palm-thatched restaurants in Mai Tais coast to coast. By the 1980s, tiki and Polynesian restaurants had begun to fade from the national consciousness. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports, a dedicated legion of devotees say tiki is back.
If you thought the heyday of Polynesian restaurants had passed, then clearly you haven't been to the Mai Kai in Fort Lauderdale. In its nightly show, male dancers wearing sarongs twirl flaming torches. The Mai Kai has served up island entertainment, Polynesian food, and tropical drinks for more than 50 years. It's a throwback, and to Tim Glazner, a treasure.
This place could never be built again. The millions that they've spent building it, couldn't put this stuff together. Nobody would even imagine trying it now.
Glazner is one of the founders of the Hukilau, an annual convention of people devoted to tiki culture. In Hawaiian tradition, a Hukilau is sort of a big festival of family and community. For this annual Hukilau, the Mai Kai restaurant is home. Its walls are covered by Polynesian masks. A dugout canoe is suspended from the ceiling in one dining room. The posts and railings are intricately carved. And Glazner says when you enter the cocktail bar, the Molokai, you're suddenly on the deck of an 18th century ship, complete with three masts, sails, and rigging.
The rigging here was, a lot of it was brought from the movie The Mutiny on the Bounty with Marlon Brando, and the fellow who did all the set design for that, who was an expert in 18th century nautical lore, came and tied everything correctly and did everything. This is all true ship's rigging here in the bar.
Okay, that's Annie. That's Jeannie, right?
Yeah.
This weekend, the Hukilau brought tiki fans to the Mai Kai, and also some of the restaurant's alumni, back to look at old photos and to reminisce. Dee Miller first visited the Mai Kai on spring break and soon moved here from Chicago to take a job. That was in the early 1960s.
We worked here in the Molokai in our little sarongs. We made a lot of money and spent a lot of money. It was the place to be.
The Mai Kai still does a good business in Fort Lauderdale, serving, Glazner says, over 1,000 customers on a typical night. But there are no customers more devoted than those who attend the Hukilau. The event pulls in several hundred tiki fans from across the country and Europe, many of them collectors. Christy June White has been organizing the Hukilau for more than a decade.
I would say that most of us are interested in tiki because of the vintage cocktails, because of the vintage clothing, and the retro aspect of it. But there are some people that just love the aesthetic.
But the heart of tiki, it turns out, is in its cocktails. It's a world that all began some 80 years ago with a visionary restaurateur named Don Beach. As Prohibition was ending, he opened the world's first tiki bar, Don the Beachcomber, in Hollywood, California. It was an instant hit that spawned a host of imitators and competitors. Its main attraction was the bar's exotic and powerful drinks. Jeff Berry has written several books on vintage cocktails and spent years tracking down Don the Beachcomber's original drink recipes. In the service bar at the Mai Kai, he demonstrates what made Don the Beachcomber's drinks so popular by mixing one using the original recipe.
So what he did with the Navy Grog was he took lime, and we're going to put 3/4 of an ounce of lime juice. And then he said, well, why just one sour? Why not put in another one? Grapefruit juice, lime and grapefruit. What happens when we do that? The sweet. Why just sugar? In this case, we're going to use honey.
And then what Barry considers the genius, shots of 3 different types of rum, one dark, one light, and one of a smoky type called Demerara. Add 1/4 cup of crushed ice.
And then you put it in a blender for up to 3 seconds, and you flash blend. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. And we're done. And we've created something that looks great in the glass with a really nice kind of foamy head.
At the Hukilau, another drinks connoisseur, Steve Remsburg, says to him the appeal of Polynesian restaurants and tiki is clear.
You hear the island music. You hear water dripping, and the imagination takes over. And then you have one of these drinks, and they're frequently potent, and so you just lose further grip on what exists outside the front door.
From the 1930s until now, tiki represents escape, a chance to get away, if just for an evening, to an exotic paradise. And at the Hukilau, tiki fans say that's an idea that will never go out of fashion. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.